Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan. On today's program, we get to chat with ADM Activities Director Rod Wybers about the guidelines of upcoming fall sports and what that'll look like for spectators. So let's just get started with this. Certainly a hectic couple of weeks for you and your role, and frankly, everyone working within the school system for the 2020 year. Can you kind of run through what the last couple of weeks have been like for you?
Sure. So, you know, we've been working real hard with, you know, district administration, our high school and middle school administration on, you know, how do we provide the best environment at a capacity that is allowed for our fans to be physically distant. You know, we came out as a conference last week and we talked about some guidelines, and one of the major things was you know, limiting our crowds to 50% capacity so we could ensure that just physical distancing could occur between our fans that attend the game. So, you know, logistically that presented a lot of different things. Is one of the things that we needed to go to was a pre-sale environment. So ADM will be using for this fall, and until we need to have you know, capacity limits, we are going to be using an online pre-sale for all of our games. No tickets will be accepted at the venue. You know, it's one of those deals where you can get on our ADM Activities website and order tickets, but we also have been working through, you know, the process on how we make sure our student athletes and anybody that's involved in that activity has access to initial pre-sale of tickets, so they have a number of family members that can attend the event.
And now something that kind of sticks out to me as being an interesting challenge is the situation is different for everyone. You know, you can have two school districts right down the road from each other and they have two completely different plans. So can you kind of run through what the discussions have been like and who you've been working with and just kind of how this decision process and this plan came together?
Sure. So, you know, I mean, this is obviously uncharted territory for every single one of us, and you know, none of us are going at it alone. You know, we work directly with our Dallas County Department of Health on a daily basis. We talk, you know, obviously with our superintendents about the Raccoon River Conference and the ADs and work on guidance together. You know, with the increasing of cases of COVID, especially around, you know, the Des Moines metro area, you know, Dallas County is one that has seen cases as far as the numbers be higher. You know, it's one of those deals where we want to place a priority in safety and try to do the best we can while still allowing our athletes and our, you know, band members and our cheerleaders and all that to be able to have the chance to do the things that they want to participate in. So, you know, this was not a decision made individually by, you know, one school, things like that. Some schools, they do go through and kind of have their own things based upon their conference, but our conference decided this was the action we needed to take to ensure safety and still allow for our athletes to compete.
Now, we can talk all night about the challenges and kind of the drawbacks of the challenging times that we're living in, but it is inspiring to me how much time and effort and resources are being put into giving these kids an opportunity to go compete and give them that outlet that so many kids everywhere need. Can you kind of tell me how exciting it is to finally get things underway and to get to give those kids that chance?
Yeah, you know, it's continually a work in process. You know, and as I mentioned before, the challenges between baseball and softball this summer to now are different. But, you know, we constantly keep looking at what are our guidelines, what are the things we need to do. And, you know, now with school in place, it's one of those things too, where we get to work, you know, hand in hand with how things are looking in the classroom. Our activities program at ADM has, you know, basically mirrored what we're doing with our return to learn plan. And there's some things that, you know, may be different here or there based upon the location of where our athletes and our, you know, activity members are out participating. But, you know, it's constantly evolving. It's something that we're going to, you know, learn as we go. We are going to do our best. And I will tell you, we are committed to doing the best that we can. You know, we may have some things here or there. We look back and say, okay, let's change this. Let's do this differently. But it comes down to that ultimate goal of, you know, we want our students to be able to participate in the things that they're, you know, they're working hard to be able to participate in.
And now, just to kind of piggyback on that a little bit, certainly sports and activities kind of get put to the back burner with health and public safety and a lot of the challenges schools are being tasked with this year. But activities do have such a positive impact on kids if they have that opportunity. Can you kind of just give me some insights with your experience and your career being involved with kids and activities now at ADM, and just tell me how impactful having this outlet can be for a lot of kiddos?
You know, you mentioned it right away. Yes, it's been a challenging, couple weeks getting things set up, such as, you know, online ticketing platform, live streaming, and then also how do we work fan capacity. But I keep coming back to this fact. I welcome that challenge. I'm excited about that challenge because it does mean a lot to our student athletes and our coaches, but also our community to be able to have our students, participate in the things they love and they work hard at. And, you know, to learn the things that we value within our program, such as being givers more than takers, and, you know, going through and understanding what it means to be a great teammate and how that transitions into the rest of their life. So, you know, we welcome this challenge. The main priority I'll come back to is providing a safe environment. Not every decision is going to be viewed as one that's favorable for each person, but we are doing our best to make decisions that have a positive impact on our student athletes first, and also, you know, our activity members that are involved in any activity throughout the year. I mean, whether that is right now our choir that's going through and getting prepared and following all the guidelines they need to, obviously band, but even our drama department. We know how important these activities are to our students, so we want to make sure that we work hard and we're up to the challenge of providing those.
And that was our conversation with ADM Activities Director Rod Wybers. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.